USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
The Taliban has entered the presidential palace in the capital city, Kabul, and is now in control of the entire country, according to a highly placed source. The group is soon expected to declare the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan. Epic Times reports an anonymous source inside the Afghan Defense Ministry confirmed the high-ranking source's report. President Ashraf Ghani left Kabul after stepping down from power Sunday. Rumors of his resignation had been circulating since Friday, while fears of the Taliban attacking the capital have also been high. Taliban officials say they expect a complete handover of power, marking their return to power 2 decades after being forced out by U.S.-led forces. Thousands of homes in Northern California are threatened by the nation's largest wildfire. The Dixie Fire is the largest of more than 100 large blazes burning in more than a dozen western states. USA Radio News.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. That's 800-923-9018. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.